කෝ ඊළඟටාන තනත්‍රිමි කටු රාස්තින් බාමි කිසිව වගේ ජුටින් BPS ඔපතුවක වෙනි පායම් දෙක් මානවා සිටි කාන්සල චුට්ටේ තන තන අපතෝරණිය නරලෝලි විත්මන් නකෝරක් තර ඉනුක් කරොක් දෙත් පල්තුන් තනත්‍රිමි සභා කරලා වනේ තනත්‍රිමි කටු රාස්තින් මාමෙ පිප්පන් නකොක්සෝටෝන රෙච්චෝ නකොක්සෝටෝන රෙච්චෝ තමන්න ඉසුම් මතික ලදු නුටාවක් කප්ට කෙතුනොක්ට තුරිච්චාප්ට උව මකට යුමිනයිච්චුත් අකු නරාවලකු වව වාමේව ඇනිතාන් තිමිගල්ලීලා ඕන නොත්කල්කනාව මටුනිලිමන් තමන්න ඉසුම් මතික ගලා කක්කු කෝටික සුලින්ජ පැස්ලකු උව පිවකාලොක්තුම කටවල්ලා ඔක්නම අගලාන් Untuk kanan ini, ilau nak seng ni nak kalunga. Kalau itu yang menyayat siap tu, temanlah. Nutarik kap tak, pihak kok tau di ikamat. Uba, kini gaudut, uba gud, uba ni nuna kenyap tik ni. Nepek tua tikut, nalang ni ya tikut. City Council, IRA. Kanok, sama, sebun ni kau tu, uba ni. Olak tuk samik, pesanya kap tak. Malikaya katikut, cipul lektik ta, nudot. Nalang na jatikut, paksa ako minyay jatikut, kanok sibun na kalkanyakop ta, sangye kaktikut, uwagut utokanani. Temak nga ninyaglan, cipul lektol, utokanat, nalang na jay, tepcho, uwagut amibu, inigoknay slaptik ni siwaluk. Utokanani, kamaksit ko, luta, alakasuk ko, neksoni, angayokaptik ni. Nalawan nga daw kun, kimboti kangat inyuit rayutin tura let katan rata ilan piyumat si kakige taman na it kagilugo talang aninag lan pi katigi yusi sabak katigi sabak katigi yusi kamakuti akit nyaktu ti sunga kasi akit nyaktu ti sunga kani putok kanad ilan ni ingmit nun Lila sebulan tiga lalu tu ko akhirnya tu cerap tu pinre tila payah hati ni jahat ni kenyi kau tu kut inyuk kenyi awak nak jauh ni lah yudim elokata kenyi kau tu kut lah yudim isum mat butun ni ilis semaga lah yudik ikrap ta inyuk lah yudik sahoni pipman hari kau lutuk asin lah yudik saktil kenyi semua kani Uba ini semua ikut temannya ini ilmu tu raja tu kau lihat pemain nalu naik cok dalam ngadaukan sebab moni iklan nak mana raja tu pilih tempat laga naga ingat sokman upek sila pemain raja tu patut lah sejarah raga kayak nak tahu tu raja tu melita nasabah tu maka kambak putih raga kita Rai YouTube pisul leh, amin cancel lagi ni. Inyukun inak doktor kun mami titarga. Tepjo, Bible Times inyu nak tu, dan nak Rai YouTube. Di sabulan ni ko allak tiga sila kata kami git, allak agamik sanggilak siulah sulit allak tinner gue. Inyak sulit pada mami titi jasip sulit, naka pukain mik ilangit imak sulit. Tepatnya, kalau nak cut sebulan ni juga tuh. Kalau ni hidup pinti cuma nak kenyapan, rajin kadang cepat jangan sengil rajut dekat lepas. Pokai mikun ni, pokai macam mengak tau lah, mengnonak pilih nak sengal. Taman ni kaki kisik, na yuca nak semua mungkin hidup sini. Kalau nak dokun inyum untuk kanam, alak suda tembangan nak cuk. Ya ni semangat lecelok tu ni. Isumamun ipik sila pa yata kani ili yarok tayo taman ni sumatigi galaw kapko ane toral laki gal liwa ipik sila ipik
giuramik na isuramik le taat napto lutop lungi inyo na atakama nalaw lusa ulokan inyo na yung aptok Tem mata ni merup lungap tuk, mama ke inyungan, angayokaki lokak ni ginyungak ni kaw rak sila ka takama ila ni mit kak lunga unnomi blami ter hamba kanut nami mama tigumi rak lunga argat kun angayuram kaw rak sila tungi jani ter hamba angayutin de ganga kaw rak sila ka takama terani Terma dosi ini cuma tiap na feel lagi ya mamam ni ilani arge kau reaksi ama niklinya cahun niklinya lepeh huting ilani itak tu ilani hari unat cahun kanu kami deh unat cahun itak tu terangan ini jgla tiap na feel lagi aku Mama angayul ka umunga ikiap ko pero menyakli ko inilaki ya manalika da angak uamnun kilkokto di inginyaga ya suli mama ka anak tukangan kanyit langan at nilyabaklu at nangyaga ya tamna ilipsi mama oroni ilipsi marakshari iksi kidunoraksi kanoni tatna innakpan Tapko tigul lapaklu angayu tigayatni feel lak nak tuk feel lal lapaklu suli ubunga iliruni ubunga lu akuk tuklu tablu malitera ubali itna ublu bak ilipsi nyiyo larip nyunga marruminga ta angak miksu migi nyuklu kotakan ngeres nyunga ublu bak lisabari gang mamaga kuyat kangsit langan Angayo ka digip lugu, kuyap lugu, pilka kuya digiya. Tamna, alakakru warak, teramanal lipsipsuk, nakakete matusat larom, kareksi yuming, kareksi raksari galawa, nakula pahani, nakuru, diku, sumigat lamik di bikrin.
Nalaksi sulite, sumigilyatik sa kalap. Truman. Tukana ngup lune so lumutun na panna kalok tune anguyak tekatuk amani kinyungati ni anguyak agat tak nyalau merok tukana tune tapi rohoti wawani itu mati ilitia resensip jo tukana reka di gelektor wilikanun itu mati ilitia tak nyalau Niblek semagalak mirami wan regional elders wisokata wili jati tike ngurat lai pati ila ni pancaro uti ni humarak tau ni 5, 4, 5 elders idna katimbat rirao rao ting lokating niblek sukso uti pikpata kenya kaya kati utam naleka una elders Kerana mereka pun mungut wanik na laut kalau waktu na layak tu. Tak ni semua tiga laut licia, licianun na namu bona mana tak na cemut atau belai pun atau tak sayi pun na kau ni sangat nunu nakem. Bawa dua kena kitu tak na. Nalong nanasuk nasli usho tak nasakuk doni wangali kinyum namni tak nalapak sipiti ununni tak nak buka aktunga anaksa aktunga subahlak mata subahluk ukit wawlaril inyesut city council tema dengan kuninga mutani teku city council anihuta Wet muk sauting, ilangata ang maklo, wala hiling nasa.
Dia ada buah kolak lagi. Anak sak tu mah. Pipi dia pun. Susah lagi sini cekui lah kan. Temannya tangak. Pergi nyip juga. Ina wa tangak tak. Ina lela. Satkup sikuranun. Naka satkumik sake huni lela. Alapit yumi sumik nalur yumi. Suplar hip yuni ime akhtu. Tanah cemimu pisin naya husi. Tere sakup kalauktu. Tamna buhuf sik. Naukitu. Itna khuit pirawami. Satkutu ninnip yuk. Tamna tangak. Tere akitu. Kuliah tinggi katnya, tapi mungkin dibeli orang Allah saya. Tema, walau nari, gokok, adia, orang Allah harus, jadi waktu keluar di lokasi, kita open itu, amani ada, ane cuma nahu, wani buat, ane buat waktu, buat gokok. Wan Kim Lila na kayok tigi sukrop no te Aldrus itu kayok tigi sukroru cukul leka kayok tigi sukroru cule el takatip tinik uwa inyuk kenyang agat ang wacak ako wacak kanura lenyip yo kanura lenyip. Kaya tusaka kalawa huni, nipiksaka kalawa huni, upotiksi yung minakalawa huni, kanurat lelak. Iniwasi ehal tango kalawa huni, tema tusala kami sumi, tema oblaktitile kami. Tama tasama talaga naku kalawa huni, tema pigili kakto kapani, pigili lapaya huni, matusaro napunani, natimik. Olak kira aku soalnya cukup elton juga. Kanu sirak, mikirurak, nipingulurak, tinggi lekak tak tok. Tak nak. Agelan ikayu tiu mami, biru solu tiku buat kawas lekir gimana?
Thank you, Truman. Kena solida.
Kita boleh buat jangan hiburkan ye ilmu hidup mata ini baik jadi sama ia buat katimah ia tak semerut FAS miglu FAE miglu tablu menga dengan penyiaran tahuta. Asli itu mata tabuma ini diborong, atlang waktu nextok, agengan inputi galu ini mereka main. Asli ukuti gati gun 500 tipit lugu ni datna, ijangit. Kenyak note kaputing, ilangit kenyak note kalau kaputing aglan itu mangit atlang muksi madot itna itu matyak matun itu matan ilangap piak matun it inganik tot ubatamna. Kanuk lubuk lubuk tersama, tabu muna okau terkarupta. Kengis tenyak tersari ikut, asyidde. Aglagak titak lubuk tunni, ikayuklah tenyak lubuk suluwik. Jamatko tatna, ingmiknik, tangamik, kilkong ni terkaruting, pingmikcot aglan, kilkong lita. Jadi cepat, dia pun, elu kata tak nasi mik, dia cuma tu nak cepat.
Fetal alcohol syndrome. You mean army baby them? Mama ni metal man in the group. After I'm giving only people from the long army. Got new money with Laru mean ne. There in the group, some money you mean gun. So no range of Mako for Mangna turning and in Akai from Makarwe. Naka, Timan, Taramu, Matan, Son, for Malay, Tangani, Wani, Noni, Raksakatangani, Nalol Labas, Lugi, Milalha, Imita Kami, Tarago, Sulu, Nani Raktok, Tarilumming Army, Tamna FAS, Tamna meaning Aga, Itok, Ashi, and any Huni, Wani Pi Ami. FA Ely Tamna, it took an any honey one it acted till Chorak Lexlow, Tanner Hid Langa, the Rago, Manning McHannon, Spanavignalo, took the clocks in Yaksaklow, Tanner Panic, Takialo Brock, Money Wok, Medicine Munigo, Hanofi, Payam, the Milsimakangata, Hanon Nigo, the clocks in Yaklow, the Rinehonita Nelly, that took Saper Nakto. FAE Tamna Uva Patiso being a Tamna Chikun Kati Maring Uva Lakhruha Uva next week Tuesday 28 Chumimya Kati Manayalo Lichu Tavul Muna Iti Lakhraha Nal Naktok Tamna Chikun FAE Eskunla FAE Kunla Kakana Chala Oktok Pat Simpson Tamna Hangalatik put money on his state, Pitman, Nokak Piaxisilakranga, Damna Davruma, Programmum, Nalunaklu, Suli, Uvaut, Katimari on the Pluta, Nunaking, Inuway Rahota, Minister Milio Mix, Suli, Una, Ella Jones, Namatko, Neglected Chinir Alicraptun, Kasim Chakmatut Piala Adiud. Katimal Latik Sarsilwood, FAS Kunla, FAE Kunlu, it not to wood on nay. A Giligo Arsilio de Lamat, Elisama Biabdo, Kapianak Chaklood, and the Chirial Rogan, you being Army Naka and Nipan. Kuyaranga, ready or the good to Ranigan, New Yoma, to Rai Pit, Kuyai Pin, Tanapto in the Hinik, Hitunaka Honey, Tanga Tanigamitera. Tak nak cuci juga, terharu keluarga lakukan, baru sukai yang malih wanga, wanga, kerana ilmun, ikayok terhiru rakup mati utnaka, bukan bari uta, hiru krolek poting semagalau, nalon ngerokun ikayu tau kesihak potakku nalon ecok tak nauta.
Thank you, Tommy. Tamona break kalakta uwa 11:30 sama karong na yang niyati ut. Break ka kaota. Basically two more subjects pekakti ut ublawak agenda ptikne. Namak ting na naktu. At this time we will have a coffee break. 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm your representative on the ICC Executive Council. But I just wanted to mention you saw my son come in a while ago with his son, my grandson, Carl. He's our FAE, FASB. When he was born, he was only late for my hand. In the hospital for 6 months. We looked at him. We couldn't, we figured he wouldn't live. And the only thing you could, that stuck out because when they're that premature, they don't have too good of features, you know, you can't tell much. The only thing stuck out was his hands. Even though they were small, they were big for his body. Mary and I looked at each other, we thought about Carl Luther. That's how he was named, because of his hands being so much bigger than for his body. So we named him after Carl. But he's coming along. Who knows how much he'll be normal. He can talk, walk. He has real strong. But he has problems. And that's the kind of people we're creating. Back to the ICC. As you know, the ICC is holding their next conference in Nome in July of 1995. And it's not very far away. Even though it's not being held here and we're not the hosts, we're close enough and we're part of Alaska. We got to try to do our part as well. So sometime during the next year, you might want to think about what is it that you're going to provide our guests from Russia and Canada and Greenland when they come to our state, and try to save up some of your best things and get them ready to ship down or take down with you when you go to your elders conference that'll be held there. We just met with the Nome people, and they're doing great in their preparation. And they have Helen Putuguluk, who came up here and talked on the radio and stuff, who's their coordinator. She's doing a good job of planning. You're going to have to have the same kind of elders conference as you did before, even though at every one of these ICC conferences since we started the elders conference with ICC, the elders have asked to be part of the General Assembly, and the Executive Council has not done anything about it, and so I'm trying to get them to at least talk about it during the General Assembly this year, this time. But right now, the plans are to have a separate Elders Council meeting the first couple days. And so So you can expect to be asked to name your representatives to that. Right now, whoever was representative last time are still the official delegates to the ICC Elders Council. We also went to Russia and held our first Executive Council meeting in Pravidinya and officially opened the Chukotka Yupik Society's office in Pravidinya and also the ICC office in Pravidinya. So we now have offices in all four member countries. The ICC is still doing a real important job for us. Most of it is hard for us to see because it never comes here. The work in Alaska is done by your own organizations, NANM and EYUP, Borough, AFN, those kind of organizations. We do our own work for most of the stuff that affects you locally. Same thing in Canada, Greenland. But on an international level, where the countries get together through the United Nations, that's where ICC works. And ICC has people, mostly Canadians, because for some reason or another, Canadians are really involved. I think part of that is because they're all across the top of the country, the whole top of the country they are. They aren't in just one little state. And so they're right in with their government. So we can go work internationally and they can get more support from their government to help fund their travel and staff and everything. But they go to lots of meetings all the time, United Nations meetings. And also a new thing that started mostly because of our Arctic policy that we put together at the ICC and approved, I think at the meeting we held here in Katsubi. Started a gathering of northern countries to talk about the environment and the land and the resources, and it has grown. It's gotten real big. They spend a lot of time and money doing studies on environmental pollution, what's happening to resources, how land is being used, all that kind of stuff. And it's called AEPS, Arctic Environmental Protection Strategy. And eventually, we think it's going to be called the Arctic Council, where the eight Arctic countries will form a council, and together they'll decide what happens in the Arctic. The ICC is very important in this because it's now recognized by everybody as being a very important organization. It's the most important non-member organization in the United Nations. It's because of the work that they've done. We've had good people representing us from Greenland and Canada and Alaska. We've done a lot of work in the United Nations and kind of been a leader of other Native people around the world. So a lot of the work we do is not just for us, but for Native people all over. Like I say, the Canadians have been taking the lead lately. We started off because after our claims, we had the leadership. So we had Willie and Eben and people like that that were starting this off. But now the Canadians are farthest ahead, and so they're the ones that are being invited to speak to the Australian Natives and the New Zealand Natives and people like that, or we used to be doing that, now that Canadians are doing it. So there's a lot of work there. So I wanted to mention that because, you know, you need to remember that you're part of the ICC and you have delegates to the ICC Elders Conference that will be held. We tried not to hold it in Nome. We tried to hold it in Bethel, where they're damped like Kotzebue, but Bethel couldn't put their organizations together to sponsor it. So so we had to have it in Nome. We don't like that because of all the booze there, but you know, we had it here when we had Katsuki and we didn't have anybody get hurt. So maybe we can get by in Nome. Another thing is we have a Russian program that I've been working on in Nana for the last year. I've been traveling to Russia ever since they opened it up, starting in '88, and all over Russia, but mostly in Chukotka, and trying to figure out how we can help those people. And it occurred to me that the way to help them would be to try to open up their eyes, try to say, okay, 30 years ago, we were there too, same place. We had nothing. We had no control over ourselves. We had no people that had any power. We had no money, no land, no nothing 30 years ago. And that's what they are. They're totally controlled by the Russians, even worse than we were, because over there they took away their guns and their ability to hunt and live off the land. And even though, here we had, they moved us to villages, we kind of kept villages here and there so you didn't have to move very far. You had just moved from a camp to a village. And over here they did it by putting schools in one place and then saying, if you didn't bring your kids here, you're going to go to jail. That's how they did it here. Well, the Russians are not much different. They did kind of the same thing. They said, they control everything. We're moving the store, we're moving the school, we're moving clinic over here. If you stay out there, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And so they moved them, same way, into places, but far, long ways. So they couldn't, and they didn't have dog teams and stuff like that. They couldn't go back to the same place. They controlled them so strongly. They couldn't go back to their old hunting grounds, even if they had a rifle. So they were in worse shape. And now they had to live off whatever the government gave them. And so that's where they are. And I thought the best thing to do is to try to open their eyes and say, even though you're here, there's things you can do to better your life. And so I asked for some grant money from the government, and I got it. Enough to pay for some of their people to come to our region and talk to our people about what we did to try and help our people. Not that we did everything right. That's not the point. The thing is to open their eyes so that they can see there's something worth working for down there, that they can work for their people. And so one of the things that I thought that we did wrong was we didn't include the elders at first. And I'm not sure if we could have anyway, because we had no money, we had no communications, there was no elders' councils, and nothing around here. So who could we go to anyway? But I know that was missing, because we would have made less mistakes if we had elders around and elders to support us. Sometimes it was pretty lonely out there when not only the white people were attacking you, but your own people were attacking you for what you were trying to do, too. And we had no support. So I thought, if we're going to teach the Russians about what they should be doing, the first thing we should teach them is how to get their elders going and support their people who are going to be working on getting their lives better. So that's why we brought elders over. And we started off, we were going to bring two groups of 20. And I asked for a lot of money. They keep cutting it back, and that we're down to two groups of 7. And one couldn't come, so we ended up with 6 elders on this one. But they're pretty important elders, because they have elder organizations over there, too. And they have a statewide elders organization, elders of Chukotka, and their new chairwoman is here. She's here, one of the representatives. And then couple of Yupik association chairmen are here. They're all presidents of different associations over there, and almost all of them are got the same position as Billy. Almost none of them are just the elder. They're all like Billy, except for that one woman who's head of a whole bunch of organizations like this. So they've got more organization and more people and more area than we have. But they just started and they don't know what to do. And I thought we'd bring them over and we'd let them talk to you and visit you. See that there are other people who have elders and they're trying to do something. And not to tell them what to do, but just to let them know you're alive. Because, as you know, it's hard to tell elders what to do at all. After you get past 35, it's hard to tell anybody what to do. they will listen to you, and you might even learn from them. Because they've done things differently. And they actually have a better situation for working as elders over there. Because unlike Americans, Russians respect elders. The Russian people are more tribal than Americans are, even though they're still European. And they give their elders over there some powers that Americans would never even think about giving you. They'll let you say no to something that's going to happen in your village, and they'll listen to you in Russia. They won't do that in the United States. In the United States, they don't believe in groups like this. In Russia, they do. So the elders could have even more power, more could contribute more than you guys do. But they don't know how to do it yet. You know how that they. Their administrators, their bureaucrats, their government has more control than ours does here. We can tell our government people to go to hell over here. Pretty hard to do that in Russia. So it's a different situation. And but they need to know two things, I think. One, that you guys are here and working and concerned about the important things to help your people. But they need to know that they have to support their leaders and what their leaders are going to be doing for their people. They got to do that. They got to tell their leaders that, you know, that they're doing good, that they're doing good, and they're behind them. And they've got to do what some of you were talking about, that we've always talked about since we organized it, and that's to try to get good leaders. Not people who are too busy with our problems, drinking and smoking and that kind of stuff. Encourage people who will solve those problems, who don't do that, to be the leaders, and they need to do that because their alcoholism is way worse than ours over here. So they need to know that they have to work on that problem as well. They have lost a lot of men over there to alcohol. Men missing over there, and it's not just natives. It's the whites over there too. They got men missing all over the place. In Providence, there's over 450 widows, young ones, in one town that's smaller than Cottsville. They got no husbands. They got kids, but no husbands. And that's the kind of thing that they, you know, that has occurred over there, and mostly from alcohol. One time, Mary and I were at a conference with Russians, and this doctor from Chukotka got up and talked for about an hour about about their alcohol program. And Mary and I were shaking our head. Boy, they got a worse problem than us. Then he said, "Now I want to talk about the natives." He was talking about the whites' problem all this time, and we thought. You know, we thought he was talking about natives. So they have a real problem with alcohol. Providence is a town of smaller than Kotzebue, but maybe 2,500 or something. And they don't have a lot of natives there, and their district is almost the same size as us. They don't have as many natives in their district as we do, and mostly Russian. And last year they lost 46 people, mostly young men, to alcohol deaths. Can you imagine us trying to deal with 46 alcohol deaths over here in our region? So they have a real problem. So that, you know, there's things you guys can talk about, and you'll have a chance to. But I want to take this time to tell you that our elders program is one of the most important things we ever got going. It's like everything else. You know, when you've got good things, you never think about them, you know, if they're yours. You just think about the bad things. You almost have to go to outside to find out how good you are, or what something you have is good. Everybody, like Rachel said, outside of our region recognizes our elders program as being something unique, something very powerful. We don't, but they do, and I wanted to point that out. It wasn't easy to start it. I remember my friends telling us when we started this that, what are you trying to do? Get these old drunks to tell us what to do? And that's what they told me here in Kotzebue. And the reason for that was because they would look at who was on the council, and they knew that some of them had drinking problems before. And so that to them, they were drunks. What they didn't understand was that when people sit down together as inupiats in a group, that you're no longer yourself. Something more better. And I want you to know that even if you feel like you're alone and weak when you're out by yourself, you're not. You may be as an individual, but when you come to work at this council, you are very powerful. If you want to do something, people have to listen to you in this country. Now you have to pick and choose what you're going to work on. You have to pick and choose what you're going to put your organization on the line for. But if you do, it's going to get done. Don't think that what you're doing is not important. It's one of the most important things that's happening here. You represent our people as a tribe. There's no other tribal organization. The IRAs may be strong in the village, but in the region, there's only the Elders Council. I want you to know that. If you listen to the kids, every once in a while they put something on the radio, somebody tapes them saying something about alcohol or whatever. You listen, you hear what they say. They say that they have a hard time respecting their parents. You know that. I mean, when we were parents, it was hard to respect us, too. I mean, who would respect us? My kids didn't respect me. But they all say they respect their elders. So we haven't lost, we haven't lost anything. In fact, it makes your job even more important, because who else do they respect? Nobody. And unless you're out there showing them and telling them, they won't listen. They'll never learn. So you have to continue that work. And Billy and I, we talked about that when we first started. And he and Elizabeth, they were the ones that stood up and really helped when we first got going. And I hate to see Billy retire again, but I understand. But I know he'll always be here. And what we're doing is we're creating more. mom told him 2 years ago. She was the younger, she was the baby. And here she is. She got off a while and she's coming back. And that's what happened. Now I don't know if Alex or Levi is the baby now, but here they come. The younger people just coming along. I don't consider Rachel a young person because she and Mary were the first to get involved with the elders years ago.
They were babies then.
But it's it's good to see, and so there'll be other people to take Billy's place, Elizabeth's place. But, I want you to know that they are. Well, nobody else had worked as hard to get the Celtics Council together and going as Billy did. So, when you meet with the Russians, now you know why they're over here. I'm sure at Buckland and, yesterday and Selwood today that they're being shown how our people live and how similar they are, same they are. But they'll also see the differences. And that's what I told them yesterday before they went. I said, when you go there, you're seeing your own people, and you're going to be surprised at how similar everything is. But you should also look for the differences, because we're going to talk about them when you come back. So, because I want them to see the difference between there, where they are, and where, because that's how they open their eyes, because they're going to be seeing how different they are. I just want to take the chance, I guess I'm going into the next one, but to talk about a couple other things. On this regard, next week we're getting seven of their leaders over here from throughout Chukotka. And some of you have met Yuri Tokoto from Laventi is one of them who's been here before. But some of them have not been here. And those are the ones we're going to talk to about land claims in Alaska, Greenland, Canada. We're going to talk to them about how Indians are treated in Alaska as opposed to Russia. We're going to talk to them about how to get things done, what they need to do to keep communication with their people, those kind of things. Things we've done to get where we are. We're going to talk about those kinds of things. And hopefully they'll go back with their eyes open a little bit and they'll start working together. We're going to talk to them about, instead of fighting each other like they do now, how they have to get together to work together to get things done. And that's what they'll be doing next week. And I hope that's enough to help get them going over there. Because I'm leaving Nana and nobody is taking over my program. So that will be the only thing. Even though there's money out there. Natalie Novak is thinking about, Nana's not going to continue this, about her continuing the program maybe over there, getting some money to keep helping them out. But speaking of that, I will retire again from Nana on the 30th of September. And when I went back to Nana, a little over a year ago, my main purpose was to get into their retirement program because I didn't have enough time before to get into it. So I needed to get in one more year to invest in it, and I've done that. So when I'm 60, I'll get a little retirement from Nana. So that was the main reason. The other reason was to see if there could be a place for me in Nana for at least another 5 years. Where I could be really helpful. And unfortunately, I didn't find a place for me and Nana. Our president has reorganized stuff, and he offered me another position, but it wasn't the kind of thing that I wanted to do. And it's better for me to back off and look for something else to do. say that because there may be some rumors going around that you know that we're fighting. He didn't want me there. I didn't want to be there. Basically, it's you know, I looked at it, and they're doing. He's doing the right thing. His management changes. We need to look at what he needs to do down the road for growing the business. But that's something the board will do. So I told Charlie, on my part, there's no hard feelings about any of this. I support what he's doing, and I'll continue to support him on the board. And it's just time for me to move out. I felt, I guess I would it'd be like me being on this council, I feel like I'm not an elder, so I would feel out of place, and that's kind of how I felt. Having been president there for so long, I was kind of like an extra thumb. So this will be better for everybody. The last thing I want to mention, which is not on the agenda, is the elections that are coming up. I thought somebody ought to say something to you. I don't know if anybody is, but all elections are important. Elders, you should understand that. In your villages, the closer they come to your people, the more important they are. You have, I go back to the time when we had all of our strongest leaders in Nervik, Robert Newland, Billy, Alfred, everybody in Nervik. And they didn't pay any attention to their city council meetings. And all of a sudden, the school teachers were in charge. And we had a big problem up there. And we had to go back and fix it. And they had to fix it. And those things can happen. It's very important that you pay attention. Not that you support anybody, because the last time we had support, again, the strongest leaders in Nervik, Robert supported one guy and Alfred supported the next, and we had a big fight. Almost split the elders' council. We had to go fix that too. Don't do that and make that mistake. What you have to do, as we agreed to earlier, is you have to look at the elections and you have to encourage people to be a part of the election process, whether that's by voting or running for office. And you try to encourage the best people you know to do that, because as you know, the better our leaders, the better job that will be done. And you have to, that's part of your job as an elder, to make sure that the best people are representing you, no matter where it is. In the statewide elections, listen to what AFN is doing. They have a process they're going through, and whoever they're going to support. I may not support who they want us to support, but you know, that's neither here nor there. You look the two top candidates for Governor Campbell and Knowles, both of them would be good for us. They say they're going to support us. I think maybe Tony Knowles, because he's a Democrat, and because the Democrats more support Native issues, would probably be better for us. But it's up to you who you want to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but this year it looks like those two are, both of them would be good for us, whoever you vote for. But you need to get other people to go and vote, because we've lost the power we had when we used to vote. The natives used to come out and turn out and vote. That's one thing they don't have a problem with in Chukotka. Their villages, the natives vote 85% average throughout Chukotka. I don't know why. They're in worse shape than us, and still they get out and vote. Maybe it's because they never voted before, and it's still good to them. But they don't have that problem. We hardly get 40% of our people to vote. We need to do better. Otherwise, nobody will listen to us. Politicians listen to vote. So you need to try and help get the vote out as well. I wanted to mention that because it's coming up in June, and we can't forget those things. You are the leader. You have to be in charge of leadership. You have to make sure that those people who are our leaders are leading correctly. And where there's openings, you need to make sure that good people are going forward to present themselves to be elected to those positions. That's part of your job. And you don't want to forget it. It's not, maybe not as important as some of the other things that you do, but it's important anyway. So I probably took more time than I should, but thank you for listening to me. Anyway, I joke about that, coming to the Elders' Conference to see if I can get some of your wisdom to rub off. And I joke about not rubbing off very good, because I never get enough wisdom, so I have to keep coming back. So. Someday. If you think that you need to do something, don't hesitate to ask for it. These organizations will respond to you if you have something important you want to do. Don't hesitate. Ask them. Anna, Manila, Burrow, your IRA council, your city council, you want something done. You tell them. They need to be told. They need your guidance. Everybody does. Even worse now than we did when we first started. One last thing. We try for things for years sometimes, and we kind of we give up. Sometimes it gets done. We have had Inupiats go off to college and get educated, come back and become a teacher. But we never had anybody except for Kobuk. In Kobuk, which is almost not even a school, it's so small, we've never had anybody appointed principal in any of our own people until this year. And every time I ask them, the school board or the administration, our people are not qualified. And then lately they've been saying to me, the people don't want them. And because I keep pushing for them to appoint our own people. And my reasoning is, they appoint white people who goof up. Why can't they appoint our people even if they're going to goof up? And this year they finally did. Robert Mullock Jr. is the principal at Summit. Finally, they put one of our people in. And my guess is that when they talk about him, even on the school board or even in the administration, they're saying, well, we just can't wait for him to goof up. I'll bet you they do that. No, I just know they're going to do that, because that was their reasoning before for not appointing him. Why should they change now? And Robert is the kind of a guy who does things that make people think he's going to move up anyway. And the reason I bring this up is that even though people may think that way, we can't help but be proud that he's been appointed. And I know he can live up to the job. I know he can. But he's going to need help. And you support it. You need to. Even if he can't make it, we gotta help him make it. He's gotta do a good job. And being the first one, he's gotta do a better job than the white people. I mean, that's the way it is. Anytime you're a first for your people, you gotta do it better. So he's gonna need a lot of help. So anytime you get a chance to help him, do that. I saw him yesterday, and I told him, anything I can do, just call him. I should do the same. I'm very proud we finally got one started. But if he does good, we may have 11 of them here for you. Actually, he's not the first principal. We had one in Kotzebue.